Ange. No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
And we've got Natural Ange up here in the studio. How are you?
In the depths of winter.
I know.
I'm well.
We're minus a host due to Lurgy.
Yeah, she needs the rest clear on the Natural Ange website. Echinacea and Eyebright. Echinacea is amazing. Good buzzy one that'll lift up your immunity and fight the good fight. And there's zinc and vitamin C and all those sorts of things. There's some good practitioner range ones. I actually keep Armour Force in the glove box of the car.
Oh.
And when you go into a hospital, if you go into a supermarket, we just pop one because then you've got zinc at the front door.
Yes.
Because the rhinovirus actually sits in the pharyngeal cavity, like at your throat, for about 24 to 48 hours before it takes hold. So... You know,
so if you get it out of there in time, it doesn't take latch.
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
Because zinc's antiviral, it's good mucous membrane tonic, and yeah.
So, do you recommend people take zinc throughout winter?
It's quite a good idea, especially if you don't eat much red meat or seafood, you know. So otherwise, you're gonna have a lot of pumpkin seeds to catch up. so if you're vegetarian or you got white dots on your nails, it also helps with mood, and it helps. You need zinc to make hydrochloric acid in your stomach, so it's such a vital mineral.
It very much is.
Along with iron. I know a lot of people are talking about iron at the moment and how to get enough iron. Minerals are minerals, you know, and they're really important. And iron can also help with immunity as well. So you've got to work out why are you anemic and then address that.
Yes.
Through diet, but also there's some clever tricks around supplementing, because some people take iron tablets and they get constipated and flared up, you know, because it's like rock iron, it's really hard to absorb. So if you have trouble with that, let me know, because I need to take you through what to do. Recent research has sort of said, well, there's Hepcidin, which turns it off if you put too much iron in all at once. So there's tricks as to how to get the best out of your iron supplementation.
So you have to trick your body into kind of accepting iron in a way.
Well, it's got to be a low dose and in the morning so that the Hepcidin won't shut the door on it. So it's got to be under 30 milligrams. So that's how you get in. But also if you're open to eating meat and red meat in particular, that just walks straight into the cells. VIP access, you know. So I say to people, you don't have to have a huge steak. It's just little and often, like a stir fry or Thai beef salad or mince. You know, I was just saying the other night, this is my favourite meal lately, and it's like celery, onion, carrot, tomato and with mince and a can of beans in it, you know. So it's to spread it out, but it's just like, you know, you'd put that on, you know, corn chips or with polenta or, you know, like it's a sort of a Mexican
That sounds
meal.
Delicious.
But you just chuck in heaps of veg, a one-pot meal.
Yep.
It's really good.
Oh, it's so
and I just
easy.
Love the can of beans, so it's not too meaty, you know.
It detracts from that. So we were going to talk a little bit about... Mood.
Yeah.
And how to keep us up when the days are so dark and the nights are so long.
Yeah, I know. So it's just when you get this grey weather, your mood, I mean, your aura can sort of, your energetic field can be a bit more dampened. You know, when the sun comes out and you go, bing, and you go, wow, that makes such a difference.
But, or as soon as there's a clear day and you go, yes, nothing was wrong.
I know. So, like you say, you just zip up your raincoat, lace up your shoes and walk around the block. Like, just make yourself do that, because seeing the horizon and anything that claps your hands or stamps your feet actually raises endorphins. So you feel happier, you know. But also, and there can be a hormonal factor, like perimenopause or premenstrual, that sort of thing, that can be an issue. So we need to sort of look at hormone balance. And then after that... there's thought management. And some people live in sort of, they sort of default, you know, at the red lights, you start going into fear or blame or worry or regret, you know, and you just mull it over. Now, this has a cellular resonance throughout your body. So
I bet.
You've really got to, I talk about in consultations about thought management, and it really makes a difference for changing your day. And it can help to change your outlook. So what you got to do is go change when you catch yourself doing it, like, oh, I'm in fear again.
Yeah.
and you imagine what you want to happen, because you sort of like put it out to the matrix, you know,
yeah.
what you want. Or if you've got a meeting coming up, you just envisage it going really well and even practice it a bit, you know, like a few key words. But sometimes you have to do this 50,000 times a day, you know, just to like stop it, you know, change from worrying.
Yeah.
And go, and you know, I get to do this. I love it when, you know, I love a new, you know, I live in New Zealand. I'm safe and I've got a house and I'm actually doing okay, you know. So you've got to start to sort of think of the cup half full.
Yeah.
And then that will, next minute, you know, and sometimes, I mean, I do it sometimes too. I've got to sort of like, it's okay, you know, and talk to myself about it, you know, it's all right, we've got this. And then the next minute you're having quite a nice day and it's like your whole chemistry's changed over. I actually remember reading somewhere, it was about neurotransmitters, and you know how you can be in a bad mood?
Yes.
Well, it's actually the release of neurotransmitters, and then when they finally get processed and eliminated, then your bad mood lifts, you know, and it's just like it's actually a biochemical thing.
I know that feeling when you're in a stink and then all of a sudden it finally leaves, like the stink lifts, and it's like, what was that about?
You've finally processed your neurotransmitters that have been released that are making you feel that way.
Love the body.
Yeah, and also, you know, when you exercise, it raises serotonin and those sorts of positive neurotransmitters in your brain.
Totally. I'm a big believer of, even if you can't make it out of your house, just having like a little boogie in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Turn on BFM.
Yeah.
Pump it up.
Oh, yeah, we turn on BFM. Living in the palace is like we stay tuned. It's like we need external input in.
Yeah, I think music's a big mood lifter as well.
Absolutely,
you
know? Yep.
It pulls you straight out of your own feelings and into someone else's maybe.
Yeah, yeah, it's great input. And, you know, nature, all of those sorts of things are like you can almost write a list on the fridge of like what makes you... what things will put you in a good mood and choose an activity when you get in a funk.
As soon as you notice it.
Yeah.
Someone said cooking in a cast iron skillet can help with iron. Is that true?
Oh, yes, but you'd probably need to have tomato in there and things like that to help. The acidity can draw minerals. It's a bit like don't cook tomatoes in an aluminium pot, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So oh, my gosh.
Back in those days, we all chucked out the pots.
Those were the days.
Yes.
And everyone was scared of eggs for some reason.
No, eggs are good.
Someone else is saying they've had a cold for 2 weeks. It won't go away. They're still stuffed up the nose, can't breathe. What would you say for them?
Oh, okay, so steam inhalations are always good with eucalyptus oil or Olbass oil. And then go hard out on vitamin C, right up to bowel tolerance, where you can get a little bit windy. But so when you've got a cold, you could even go up to sort of 6,000 or 7,000 milligrams, you know. And when you haven't got a cold, you only get to about 2 or 3 before you start getting windy. But that gets you right up to saturation. Do the same dose again the next day.
Yep.
And then that really turns it around. So that's pack-a-punch kind of, you know, acute treatment for a cold.
Yeah.
And you can do garlic, and you know that's raw garlic can be quite good for thinning mucus, and it stops a cough because you don't want it to go to your chest.
No.
So you can do that on toast or make a guacamole, salad dressings, things like that. But if they're having trouble with their immunity, there's the Respiratory Clear and there's the Respiratory Relax on Natural Ange website.
Yes. Yeah.
We can send you some herbs, and the echinacea is just really buzzy and you feel it work, yeah.
One question I did have for you, is there a difference between your standard vitamin C supplement and a lipospheric supplement?
Yeah, so the lipospheric makes fat soluble and so it can go to more cells. You know what? It's been quite trendy to be lipospheric.
Everything's lipospheric these days.
Yeah. And the sachets. And I kind of like that to be in glass. Like I prescribe it in glass bottles rather than the little foil sachets and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But when you compare them, vitamin C in the powder or the tablets works just as well.
Mm.
You know, it's just different ways of absorption.
We've had a text saying that someone's son is 10 and has been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes a year ago. He's doing really well and they've learned what works and what doesn't most of the time. Mm. He's still having some quite big highs and lows.
Yes.
Is there anything natural that can aid?
Pretty much you're in the doctor's domain here because yeah. you need the insulin, but I would go good protein meals, and I would make things like little meatballs or little falafels or, you know, just lots of good protein snacks just to really stabilise that blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And corn fritters, you know, you'd almost have them in the freezer and take them along with you.
Yeah, just those quick and easy and ready things.
At the ready is what you
ready
want.
Ready for
you know.
Anything.
Boiled eggs, you know, and you can boil up 6 at a time, put them in the drawer of the fridge because then you can always use them. Have an avocado because the fat and the nuts and things like that, you know, like I was thinking about macadamias or almonds and things, they can help provide a steady snack of, you know, savoury foods that will stabilise the blood sugar.
Also, I just love macadamias.
And this person is that no, but I love macadamias. We've got a macadamia tree. We've been roasting them. Yeah, so we've got, that's why I was on the top of the list was macadamias.
Oh, you are like top macadamia top fan.
Yeah, and this boy would also need to have something sweet, but he'd know that a glucose sort of thing in case he does plummet.
Yes, a glucosey
rescue.
A rescue pack, if you wish. We hope that helps you.
And you've got to plan for exercise. For the 10-year-old boy, you've got to be right. You've got to factor in how much exercise you're going to do and eat enough to accommodate that.
It's a delicate balance when you're, you know, younger, especially in the teenage years where you're kind of also growing rapidly and you're exercising and things. And I think it does go back to that, just have your things at the ready.
Yes.
Yes.
Preparation is key.
Preparation is key.
Yeah.
Yes.
But luckily the diabetes, you know, all the test kits and how to administer the insulin has got way better than my day when I was a nurse. It's like you've got these fancy little pens and, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's really cool that people can, you know, live quite a normal and healthy life.
Mm.
One last question. Someone said, what do you think of those energy gels and bars used for endurance sport, like those really quick-release glucose, I think they are?
They're good for what they do, yeah. Cause
they are good.
Yeah, because fructose doesn't get absorbed as nearly as well.
No.
You know, so you can do fruit juice, but actually, you know, when you go down to the dietitian route and nutrition, it's like actually glucose does a better job.
Yeah,
for getting into the muscles. So those are all good. Just try and avoid the colours and things. That's in the. And I always find the sweeteners in them are like, ugh.
I know.
And that's where I love Ionic Minerals and Elite. Yeah, and that's for, you know, electrolytes and sports. And a lot of people go, oh, yeah, you can order on my website, but it's, you know, and tradespersons, people really like it. Or we just come in from the garden halfway in the afternoon and go, oh, I need some Ionic Minerals. And you just, they're sort of like salty drops, but they're nice, you know, and they make you feel strong. Yeah.
Oh, amazing. It works. It's amazing how quickly any of that stuff can work, hey? You just feel it going to blood.
Yeah, it's like watering a plant and the plant goes upright again. It's like, yeah, I needed that.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Great questions, listeners. And thank you so much, Ange. Great chat.
Yeah, I love coming in.
I will be doing my affirmations to keep that winter mood high.
Yes, I get to do this. I love it when...
I love it. And we might have a dance after this, people. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
All righty. That was... Natural Ange for this month.
Yes.
Thank you, Ange.
See you online or in Kingsland each month.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.